9.3.
Is David Bolchover's experience a freak occurrence? Well, maybe, but only in the sense that he was allowed to stay at home to not work. Bolchover argues that much of the workforce in many big companies is badly underemployed at work, and backs up his arguments with a barrage of statistics. 1 in 3 of all midweek visitors to a UK theme park had phoned in sick. In 1 year, there were 9 million dubious requests for sick notes from the doctor. That's about a third of the working population. 2/3 of young professionals have called in sick because of a hangover. And on it goes. Once at work, things don't improve. On average, employees spend 8.3 hours a week accessing non-work-related websites, and 14.6% of all so-called working Americans say they surf the net constantly at work. 18.7% send up to 20 personal emails a day, and 24% said they had fallen asleep at their desk, in a toilet, or at a meeting. Bolchover argues that there's a conspiracy of silence over this workplace slacking. Workers have no vested interest in saying they do nothing, while businesses want to maintain their image of being highly efficient. Underemployment happens, he suggests, because workers feel a disconnection with big companies. Unlike with small companies, employees don't see how their small contributions fit into the whole picture. Furthermore, managers typically fail to develop or motivate workers because, he claims, in large corporations people progress not by looking down, but by looking up. Instead of managing effectively and getting the most out of those under you, the way to get ahead is by advertising yourself and networking with those above you. People below you don't give promotions. With smaller companies, slacking happens less because workers see how failure to pull your weight can directly impact on colleagues and the company. Bolchover suggests the solution, therefore, is to break up large companies into smaller competitive units. From a worker's view, doing nothing might seem fun at first, but in the end, it's soul-destroying and a waste of talent.